קבוצת חבר.
חבר גרופ. We're being told that we have a certain problem with our system. So the moment we will be able to hear our friends, just give us a sign and we'll hear. I have the preparation that was prepared for us by the Carmiel group and the Chavel group. They prepared it so that we will open with four questions that we will think about during a silent workshop. The first question: what is our purpose in preparing for the lesson? What is our purpose in preparing for the lesson?
I continue. What is the common feeling with which we enter the lesson? What is the common feeling with which we enter the lesson? What effort is required from the 10 during the lesson? With what intention does each 10 enter the lesson? With what intention does each 10 enter the lesson?
Dear beloved friends, the tens from Chaver and Carmiel had the privilege of uniting this week to effort and seek ways to awaken the whole world kli for this morning lesson. There were moments of despair. It seemed to us that we have nothing in our hands. And then we collected all our forces, and from an effort to connect, we built the reparation. Beloved friends, look around. See how many points in the hearts have awakened and came to the morning lesson, this special lesson where we can unite, connect, and bring contentment to the Creator. We have the opportunity to unite now all the sparks to a great love. Let's keep this love during the lesson. We'll draw the light to the connection between us until the Creator announces, "My sons have defeated me." And now we will move to Shalom from the Chaver Ten.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, world kli. Gratitude to the Creator for the privilege to meet with this great holy vessel in the preparation for the lesson that we are rewarded with every lesson. Tens are gathering as the army of the Creator to awaken the dawn. We have a request to build a vessel in which the Creator will be revealed. May we be rewarded with a complete action, and together we'll give Him contentment.
Baal HaSulam writes, "We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but waits for a time when we will have the vessels to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid."
Friends, let's enter together an active workshop. What is required of us to awaken the upper one in each prayer? What is required of us to awaken the upper one in each prayer?
This is really a very important and great question. We certainly have to start by beginning with our desires to be in one vessel and one desire.
Mainly the prayer to Him. Every person, man to be in it. And it's better to have a prayer of many, where a person prays from the deficiencies of the friends, for the friends, all the time.
From what I heard in the last few lessons, there's no beginning of prayer if it doesn't come from some common yearning in the ten. That's the foundation to the awakening and the ability to awaken the upper. This has to come from some common yearning of the ten, from a desire to build our connection. And without this, it's not in the same field.
Ultimately, the prayer has to be to give contentment to the Creator. We're not asking to feel good for it to come back to us. Rather, we ask to have a place for Him to be revealed and to give Him contentment that we'll be able to delight Him.
Can
Yes, we really need to have a lack from below, a common yearning of ours. This is also an opportunity to think of all our friends that couldn't enter because of the technical problems. Think about everyone, collect everyone with us, and to truly try to be with the intention to bring contentment to the upper one.
Consider the upper ones always ready to give. He wants to give. We have to concentrate on the prayer to him. He's ready.
And we need to check what the reasoning is for this. What's driving this? Whose lack am I truly praying for?
Beautiful yesterday. Oh, the prayer doesn't change anything about the upper one. Only our efforts to pray changes us, makes us more like him. We exert and the light comes, arranges it each time in a way that's closer to the Creator.
Ken.
Yes, we should also be in thought for this whole great kli. And this important kli that is actually the correction of the soul.
Prayer. Dear friends, we're about to enter the lesson. Let's ask together the Creator to help us build a close relationship between us, that we may feel one another. Help us reach adhesion so we can give you contentment. Because only you can connect between us above all the disturbances. Amen. May it be your will.